We started something a few weeks ago, and I always want to continue with it because being small in number and we don't have business meetings or church council meetings where everybody can come and to be a part, that we can kind of stay in constant communication with one another. And this is a very informal way to do that because if people don't talk, you know, things get into chaos. So with that said, I just wanted to check with you guys this morning to see any words of wisdom that you might have for the life of the church or your own personal life or anything that we can do or you think we could do to spread the gospel into our community. The conference that appointed us for next year, the first quarter of the year, Sarah Campbell. Sarah Campbell is our congregational vitality person from the conference. And she has been doing Zoom meetings with us for the last month or so. But she had colonoscopy on Tuesday, and she's not doing real good with her recovery. And so we didn't have a Zoom meeting that we were planning on doing. But we're going to get back into the gear come the first of the year. So with that, I think she'll be a big help. And she'll just let us to look at things and maybe have a little different perspective. The good news is that we are a very faith-based, Bible-believing church, and that helps a lot. Joanne?
I still think we should use the fellowship hall for something to bring the neighborhood in.
Yeah.
Game night, movie night, bingo night, something.
Yeah.
Crafts.
Yeah. Yeah, these are some things that we need to think about. We're going into a new year, 2026, and we need to think about doing things and how we can better serve the community if it's making the fellowship hall available. Red Cross has contacted me. They would like to connect with us for any disaster, hurricane, tornadoes, and so forth, that they can set up here in Fellowship Hall. We have some wonderful facilities and a lot of stuff this little church can offer to the community. And then maybe doing something like that, game night, movie night. I'm willing, even starting a Wednesday night Bible study or something like that. So we're open, at least I am. So any other thoughts that you might want to communicate with this morning?
Any things
that
have been tried in the past that
worked
to bring people in?
Yeah, we don't know what took place. When I first came here, it's almost 10 years ago now. It's amazing. And you'll see when they used to take pictures and put them in an album. Now we carry our phones around with them. And to look and see how prosperous and active this church was until... Well, COVID didn't do us any favors, that's for sure. But we were experiencing a little bit of that before COVID. The spirit is here, the facility is here, and sometimes we've just got to be seed planters and try to maybe just do the old basic. I was on the video, the Zoom call for the last couple of months that we were doing. Phil was online too. He didn't participate, but I knew he was there. Because he had his audio turned off or his picture, I don't remember. But when we talked about that, and I said, you know, maybe what Bethel ought to do is just like they do in football, you know, when you're on the field and you got four downs and you're not doing so good, you get to the third down and you don't make the first down, you drop back and you punt. So maybe that's what we need to do as a fellowship. Because there's been a lot of change in our denomination, both good and bad, and people... People are looking at church now in a different light because of social justice and some of the things that's crept into our church. And I'm not saying a lot of it is bad, but some of that stuff is not so good in my opinion on how to encourage people and feed, as they say. You know, Jesus said, feed my lambs. And sometimes with some of the social justice things we do, you're not feeding anybody. And what the old Indian said, you give a man a fish, he can food for a day, but you're teaching how to fish, then you got food for the rest of your life. So I was thinking that since Sarah's coming up here, maybe we ought to just drop back and punt and say, okay, Bethel's been here for 191 years, but let's treat it like a new church start. And some of the things, I've been blessed in my ministry to help start a church, Fellowship United Methodist Church in Palm Bay, Florida. I also have been blessed to be able to close the church. I own United Methodist Church in Palo, Georgia. That's not a very pleasant thing to do, but we turned it in, and the service that we use when we close the church is sort of like a death, burial, and resurrection. It is because the resurrection of Christ that we have life. And that little church then merged with the other church downtown, and they are flourishing to this day. So there's a lot of things that we can do, but the most important thing is to proclaim the hope that we have in Christ. There's a lot of hurting people out there. So that's what I'm looking forward to for the next new year. I like New Year's resolutions. I usually don't keep them. But this little church has been so special to Judy and I. And one of the things when we were dealing with the disaffiliations and all that kind of stuff, I was hoping the General Conference wouldn't do what they did, which allowed so many of our brothers and sisters to disaffiliate. But they did. They changed the discipline and changed some things, and it just caused a lot of hurt among people. But we're still under the Lordship of Christ. Jesus is the head of the church. Those people down in Lakeland, they're nice people, but they don't run the local church. Wesley was very keen on that, to make sure that the local church in America especially would be run by lay people, not by clergy or priests or somebody that would, because he had his own experiences with the Church of England, how dictatorial it got and different things. And so you, as the people of Bethel United Methodist Church, you're the one that leads the church. You're the one that makes the church either prosperous or stay. I don't. Like most preachers, we're usually only here for a short time. So, but you, people that call this church home, been here, Donnie and Pat and Phil and Betty have been here for, what, 55 years? I know Debbie's been here a long time. We know how wonderful this place is, so we got a story to tell. Anyhow, I'm done talking. I'm going to hear you guys talk or think or whatever. Judy hears it all the time.
Well, we pretty much said what we got to say. I mean, we've only been here a few years ourselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't have a large circle of friends here yet.
But you do things that help. Well, I mean, there's been people that you've met, you give out little things and different things. So you're planting seeds.
We're trying to get things going.
So,
I know in Sarah's Zoom meetings, she talks about you don't have to grow your church. What you have is working for you, but don't try to fix it.
Right.
I get all that. But I also get that we have an elder congregation.
Right.
If we don't do something, this church will dissolve.
Yeah, and for no fault of our own, you got Cheryl that is still alive and well in a assisted living facility north of Tallahassee. You got Joanne George that now lives with her daughter in Jacksonville. They haven't died off, but we did lose some of the elderly people that's died off and went home to be with the Lord. And we're grateful for that. Some of them even left the church in their will. So, and it's the same with our denomination. The reason our denomination has prospered so well over the years, they always encourage people to leave the church in your will. So there's always been financial resources by having that. And so we're still alive and well, and we can do some things. We just got to think about how we want to do it and seek God's wisdom and grace to do just that. So
that's what we need. We need everybody to pray on that.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out a way to bring people in.
Yeah.
Pray and invite people.
Yep.
We have to on nice days. We need to get up and knock on doors.
Yeah. Donnie, you've been here a long time. You got any thoughts? No.
It's just like you say things. All these people live behind us.
I know.
If they go to church, they got their own church wherever they live, move from to here. And you go down Highway 20, and there's what, 10?
10 churches.
10 churches within a few miles.
Yeah.
And
right.
So it's just...
And you got some back here that used to be part of this church, Mike Wright, and there's, you know, a half a dozen or so of them back there, Joyce Horn, you don't know why they didn't, but every once in a while they'll pop back in, but I don't know. I went through that neighborhood passing out flyers and talking to people for a couple of years, and I think it made a little bit of difference, but COVID gave us a kick in the gut, so to speak. It's over, right. And we're back to whatever normal is. And I don't know what normal is. But
well, you got this subdivision down.
Jordan Pass, yeah.
I'm assuming probably 99% of them don't church, 10 church. Yeah. Or they go somewhere else.
And I don't know if Tina and Travis will ever come back, but we stay in contact with each other. I mean, she sends me things in the mail, and she's just Tina being Tina. You know, I don't know, but we can't think about that. I mean, the name might, it's just like changes when people go through divorce in families. We got a lot of children that we still claim are children from a marriage, or one of our sons and daughters that have now been divorced are still part of the same family. So, and everybody is kind of seeking. That's what we used to call it a long time ago when church grows. We want to have a seeker service and have the kind of special music that would draw people in and worship and the raising of the hands. But everybody is a little different in our day and time, but they're still seeking. They're seeking something out there. And the only thing that will give you true peace is to seek the Lord and develop that. So, and we have a wonderful story to tell. There's a song in the air. You're thinking. No. Well, that's part of it. Now, we did get somebody to answer to one of our ads, but he primarily is a guitar player, and he plays by chords, but he said he could learn to play the piano. And Travis don't read music. He plays by chords, and he primarily liked the guitar, but he could pound away on that piano. You know, so, and we also were talking about, and I'm finding that it's very, a good resource is Facebook. We talked about having the church's own Facebook page. I've been putting some things on there very, crudely because I don't know how to do Facebook, and I know Joanne does. So hopefully next year we can develop our own Facebook page. And,
Mark has some stuff on there.
Does he? I know he does. Yeah. And if and I appreciate that. So there's a lot of things that it's more about thinking than doing. Old Wet Time Methodist evangelists come up with a program some years ago when evangelism was really being taught in the churches, locals, and he simply said, "You just got to go do it." You know. So. All right. Anybody else? I want to be faithful to the time you give to us. Any other thoughts, joys, concerns? Well, let's go.
I'm looking forward to the first of the year.
Yeah.
Which is when we have in the past come together to plan. It's good to talk about now, but I think sitting down in the fellowship hall at the table, talking to one another face to face, would be a place to bounce ideas around.
Yeah. And Phil's been good at that in the past. In fact, for a long time, he has a planning guide and so forth that's on the website. I mean, and he's really good at that. So sometimes we just need to get back to basics. But yeah, I'm like Phil, I'm looking forward to next year. We can't do much now, but we can start thinking and preparing our hearts and minds for time.
It's nice to have a direction.
A what?
A direction.
A direction, yeah.
I know that we're all headed in the same direction.
Yeah.